Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 422 for Friday, June 5th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was narrowly mixed Friday, as it bounced around both sides of unchanged throughout the day, and traders squared positions ahead of the weekend. Canola was up a dollar to down a dollar the July contract, 90 cents lower, at $496.80 per ton. New crop November up 50 cents at $495.20. Canola has posted large gains over the past week and was due for some consolidation from a chart standpoint. The futures briefly tested fresh highs today with the July contract moving above $500 for a point, but ran into some resistance as speculators booked profits and farmer selling also picked up. Losses in Chicago soybeans and a stronger Canadian dollar also put pressure on canola, although soy oil was up in the U.S. Weather forecasts calling for a continued lack of moisture across the dry regions of western Canada remained supportive overall. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all down at the close. Soybeans were 8 to 10 cents lower, the July contract down 8 at $9.38 per bushel. Soybeans had shown some strength earlier in the day on ideas that wet weather would delay seeding operations in parts of the Midwest. Good demand from domestic crushers was also supportive. However, that moisture will help the development of the soybeans already in the ground, and that put pressure on prices. The big South American soybean crop is also overhanging the market, while talk that Chinese buying interest was backing away was another bearish factor. Corn, it's down 2 to 3 cents, the July contract down 2 at $3.61 per bushel. While rains are also causing some seeding delays for corn, that crop is over 95% planted in the U.S., and the two-week forecasts are looking great for development. Recent strength in corn was also bringing in more farmer selling, which put pressure on values ahead of the weekend. Wheat, it's down 3 to 10 cents, the July contract in Chicago down 6 at $5.17 per bushel. Speculative short covering was a feature early in the day, but prices turned down as participants were squaring positions heading into the weekend. Quality and yield concerns with the U.S. winter wheat crop remained somewhat supportive, but harvest pressure is starting to build just the same. Production uncertainty in other parts of the world, including Russia and Canada, were also a bit supportive for wheat, but those concerns have been priced into the futures for the time being. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, June 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.